This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube. While the regular season is winding down officially, only 3 games left until the Stanley Cup playoffs start. However, we've got an injury to the Great Eight that we got to talk about, because if Great Eight's out, our chances go from slim to none there without Ovi in the lineup. But to talk all about it, my buddy, Coach Dan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Aside from the doom and gloom you just put out there.
I am a realist, sir. And we saw Ovi take quite a spill in that game against Toronto on Sunday. Alexander Ovechkin got tripped up going for a goal against Toronto.
Would you say that's a trip?
I think the motion, I don't know if the the intent was a trip. However, the motion
of
trying to play a puck and then pull the stick back, I think that's instinct right there. I don't think there was an intent to trip the guy, but I do think that that was a tripping motion towards Ovi. I don't think that
What does that mean? Tripping motion?
Yeah, I think the motion of the stick going back and forth as he was skating there
causes said trip.
I don't think it was an intentional trip. I don't think he was trying to injure Ovi. I don't think he was trying to even...
Of course not.
I don't even think he was trying to make Ovi off balance. Ovi's coming in like, you know, a tornado, a twister, a hurricane, whatever weather synonym you want to use. And he's coming in like a freight train. There you go, a freight train. That's an even better one.
It's not weather.
I know, but they sometimes say like tornadoes sound like trains, you know, like train whistles as they get closer.
Keep going.
See, I brought it all around. I brought it back. That's what I did here. But Ovi was coming in like a freight train, and I think the stick went out to play the puck, and as the stick was coming back towards the body, it got tangled up underneath Ovi's skates. It's unfortunate. I don't think it was an intentional thing. But I definitely see it as a trip on Ovi. And unfortunately, because of how quickly he was moving, he slammed into the boards pretty badly. He looked like he was in a lot of pain on the ice. He was in a lot of pain going down the hallway as he was throwing his helmet. He was mad. He was angry. Obviously, because of where it was, its potential of a shoulder injury, potential of a concussion, they had to check that all out. So Ovi had to leave the game. Coach Dan has a question with his hand raised.
I think, and I obviously don't know this, and I'm probably wrong, but I think that he's more mad about the lack of a tripping penalty there than any sort of pain. He's probably a little angry about the pain and what the potential injury, but I also kind of wonder if he's just like, I didn't see the play live. I went back and watched it a bunch of times, and I was listening to, it's later in the evening and I'm trying to get my kids down to go to sleep. And it sounds like he was yelling at the ref afterwards. So his immediate reaction was like, that's a trip, man. It's a 2-minute penalty. You know, not the end of the world. Clearly, I have no thoughts that it was intentional. He's going for the puck. He missed. Hit him in the skates. Letter of the law. It's a trip. However, I don't feel like Ovechkin went to the boards that awkwardly. Like, I watched it and I was like, he goes into it, but I felt like I've seen worse and guys have gotten up or gotten hurt. That one actually looked that bad, so it caught me a little off guard. So I'm wondering if it's just the way he went into it. I also kind of wonder if he could have, and this is probably not possible, but if he could have, like he went down, could he have, did he pull a little bit of a soccer player move there and kind of stay down a little bit more? Could he have angled? Could he have turned? Could he have done something after falling onto the ice to make it so he doesn't slam shoulder first into the boards? I don't know. Probably not. I think it was just an unfortunate timing of the trip. It was unfortunate. You know, he was losing control of the puck. He potentially was already going down because he was getting off balance. Maybe. It's kind of hard to tell, in my opinion. It's unfortunate timing. He was out there for the team photo today. The team had already canceled the practice, so we'll know more tomorrow morning. I hope that it's not a major injury in terms of him being out long term, but I would not at all be surprised if he ends up not playing against the Islanders because they just don't want to rush him back and they want to let whatever the issue is, whether it was like a stinger. You know, I think last night they went up 3-1 pretty quickly after that. So maybe they're like, you know what? We'll just say he's out the rest of the game. Like, let's not worry about it. He's got, you know, maybe it's bruised. It's sore today. I moved a refrigerator yesterday, and I feel like I'm dead. I mean, not really. Just my shoulder started hurting later in the day. So, you know, it makes you think, like, do you hold him out? They've made the playoffs. It's a matter of seeding. They're really just fighting with Pittsburgh at this point. The odds of them catching Boston, who's, you know, they got two games left. The Caps have two games as well, but they're 3 points up on them. So you have to catch
Caps,
Boston.
Caps have three games. Three games left.
Sorry. Both have three, not two. Apologies. So the odds of them catching them, you know, you have to hope Boston slips up pretty good and the Caps can win out. And they've got, who do we have the rest of the way? We got, where'd the schedule go?
We've got all New York teams. It's two Islanders, right? And a Rangers.
So that Rangers game could just be a preview. So, you know, you've got two good opportunities to get 4 points with the Islanders games. Can you get full six? If you can win out, if the Caps win out, they are ahead of Pittsburgh and they're going up against, you know, the number two seed in the Metro. But if Pittsburgh wins out, Caps lose one of them or more, then it's a different story. But losing that extra point against Toronto definitely doesn't help, because if they get that win in overtime or in the shootout, they're now in third ahead of Pittsburgh. They're not catching the Rangers. They're not, obviously not catching Carolina. So, you know, there's a good possibility that they're seeing it. I think it's either Florida or New York. I don't think Carolina is really possible anymore.
I don't think Carolina is possible anymore. Right? I think you're either looking at Florida.
No, that's not true. If Pittsburgh wins out but Boston loses out, they could end up as the seventh seed, and then they would face Carolina.
Right, so but slim to none that happens.
I
like
think
that's
I think that's
the
least
shot.
Likely. Yeah. I think that's the least. If we're looking at like percentage wise, I think the odds of it happening Carolina is the least likely between Carolina, New York, and Florida.
Now, I think Ovi, when he was on the ice, definitely you could tell he was in pain. Like, he was screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that shoulder hurt. I think him throwing the helmet and getting frustrated was the fact that they were forcing him to leave the game. We know that dude is competitive and that he wants
Remember
to play hockey.
Year, he got hurt. I think they're going to go against the Islanders, and they had to hide his skates.
Right.
Because he got hurt and he wanted to play, and they couldn't stop him, which I feel like, yeah, you can, but whatever. But they had to hide his skate so he wouldn't get out there. So what you're saying, I think, makes complete sense, that he was mad that he got hurt, that probably a little bit they didn't get a penalty, and that also that he, you know, was getting removed from the game.
Yeah, and I mean, it's for his own good, because like you said, it was shoulder, head area that is where he slammed into the board. So they made him go into concussion protocol. They made him get himself checked out. I mean, it is for his own good that they made him walk away from the game there for a little bit and not come back. It's unfortunate, because they were looking good and then they came out with a loss. So Ovi definitely could have been used there. But like you said, I don't know if you're going to see him in the next three games, because we have clinched a spot. It's just about seeding, and there's a lot of discussion. Who do you want the Capitals to face? Do you want them to face potentially Carolina? Do you want them to face Florida? Do you want them to face New York? Now, I talked about it last week. I'm terrified of going against New York in that first round. I think if I were a betting man, and I did bet for them to win the Stanley Cup this year at Ocean Downs Casino back in November, put $2 down, but I don't like them against New York for seven games. I think that's going to be a really rough one to win. So if Ovi doesn't come back and this team loses three straight and then they go to face the Florida Panthers, I'm kind of okay with that. I'm kind of okay with them going that path. I think if they get some points up on Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh loses a little bit and they swap spaces and we're up against the Rangers first round, I think it's going to be a quick trip to summer for these boys.
An early trip to the golf course?
Yes.
And, you know, I don't think there's any easy games in the playoffs.
No, of course not. No, so, they all are there for a reason.
I mean, there's a reason Carolina's 4 points up on the Rangers. There's a reason that Florida is running away with the President's Trophy. And whoever they end up with, and that's a result of being the lower-seeded team, in the conference, you're not going to get an easy out. I mean, no one does, right? So with or without Ovechkin, it's not going to be the easiest feat to go on and get and win a second cup for this franchise. But anything is possible when it comes to the playoffs. We've seen it in the past where the eighth seed comes in and just is able to pull it out. I mean, I think it's going to be a long series. Hopefully, it's going to be a long series whoever they go up against. But if you're missing Ovechkin for a couple of games or a number of games, yeah, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
We saw he went out and they scored two goals pretty quickly last night. Some of that might be emotions, but you're going to have those emotions in the playoffs. So, you know, I think there's two things we're looking at this team right now in terms of how far they're going to go in the playoffs. It was one before. We know what it was. The second one is Ovechkin. Is can he play and is he going to be able to play? Everybody has injuries going into the playoffs. Like, everybody's feeling not great. They got bruises and bumps and strains and probably things that are broken. And that's just part of the course. And I think not just hockey, but professional sports, you know, but so it's between the goalies and now it's about Ovechkin's health. And those two things have to align well as, you know, 15 other things. If this team's going to win the cup.
Yeah. I mean, I got to say Ovi in the lineup. That is key. However, I will say that those two middle lines, the second line and the third line, I've been very impressed with them. You know, I've been kind of down on them for about a month or so, saying that I'm not really happy with what they've been doing. But these last couple games, it looks like Marcus Johansson is sliding back into where he used to be. So with the Capitals before he left, I mean, he was looking really good there. He's able to get a couple points. Lars Eller is looking like old school Lars Eller before. Like, this has been a tough year for him. He's had COVID twice. He's had to miss for injuries as well. So he's missed a lot of playing time. He looks like he's doing really good to end this season strong. Anthony Mantha looks good. And then we haven't really seen a lot of Johan Larsson. But what we have seen of him, I've been really impressed. This guy almost feels like a steal at the trade deadline. He was a guy that I'm like, really? We're bringing this guy in? I mean, he's injured. What are we doing bringing a guy who's already injured onto this team? Yeah, he might be well rested, but he's going to need time on the ice to get used to the guys he's playing with. He's going to need time to get used to playing on the East Coast even. He's going to need time to get used to playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs, which he's never done. But Johan Larsson, I mean, he's been very impressive. I've been very happy with these offensive lines that I've seen the last month, even though I do have to say that game in Arizona was one of the most boring games I've ever watched in my life. But
it was pretty boring.
It was a really boring game. They still were able to come away 2-0 against the Coyotes. But offensively, I think this team has been pretty solid, and if anything, they are peaking at the right time. We do have more than just Kuzi and Ovi scoring the goals. We've got a lot of guys coming up on the scoring sheet recently, which has been really good to see, and I'm really happy with these players.
I mean, you're talking about Johan Larsson. He had a little bit of a slow start, and his last three games, he hasn't had any points. He's a -2, but he had a nice little run of getting four games between the Philly game and Colorado game where he had points in four straight. He had a goal and assist against Philly. He had assists against Toronto, Montreal, and Colorado. He had an assist against Pittsburgh with nothing in between those Philly and Pittsburgh game with Boston. But I like what I've seen from him. I think it's something that, you know, do you look in the offseason to whether to bring him back? He's an unrestricted free agent. His contract this past year was, let me check because it's probably not what it's showing right there. Looks like he's ending a contract that paid him a cap hit of $1.4 million. Which is not a huge sum of money, but you have someone like Axel Janssen-Fjällby in the waiting in the wings there. Do you want to potentially limit his opportunities next year by signing Larsson? Do we know what's going to happen with Carl Hagelin going into next season? You know, he still has a contract for another season. So you still got him around, you know, if he ends up retiring or has to stay on long-term injury reserve for another year because of his eye injury, then that makes your decision a little bit easier in terms of what to do with Larsson. But you still have that question in terms of, do you want to stop someone like Janssen-Fjällby from being able to play in the NHL and continue his growth? And you have him locked up for at least another year before he's in a restricted free agent. Actually, that's even more reason potentially to give him more opportunities because you want to know what you've got in this guy. But, you know, they have the fourth line starting to gel. Larsson, and he was on Caps this morning, I think on Saturday. They talked with Hathaway, Dowd, and Larson. They're all starting to gel as a nice fourth line. And like you said, this team is starting to heat up at the right time. You know, notwithstanding a few bumps here and there over the last couple weeks, they're starting to get better and better. And you have to hope that continues going into the playoffs because, you know, as soon as the second season starts, anything can happen.
Yeah. What do you think of, I mean, this could be all for naught talking about this next because we don't know what's going to be happening with Ovi right now. What do you think of the reunion of that TKO line? You know me, I love the Tom Wilson, Anthony Mantha duo. I'm bummed to see them not there, but we got top line Tom again. So it's Willie, it's Kuzi and Ovi. What do you think of them reuniting that TKO line?
You love your the big boys, the Bash Brothers.
Yeah, the Bash Brothers, that's right.
Having them. No, I mean, I think it spreads the wealth a little bit in terms of size. I mean, we always kind of forget that Ovechkin's a big body as well. And just because he scores goals on a whim that you kind of forget that he's like a souped-up power forward in sort of a less interesting way of putting it. So I'm not against it. I'm for whatever works. And I think sometimes you got to mix it up to kind of throw a little bit something different at the opposing team, make their coach kind of potentially have to change up what their plans are, at least with defensive matchups. So I don't necessarily have an issue with them splitting up the Bash Brothers and putting them on separate lines. I'm sure we'll see them back together. We've seen that LaViolette likes to mix and match things as he goes forward. So as long as it works and it's winning, it's fine. But you can say that about anything. As long as it's working, then it's fine. But it seems to be fine. I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see if Ovechkin plays in the game, the first one against the Islanders. And if he doesn't, who do they decide to kind of put in his place? Ideally, you'd put in a goal scorer. And I guess that would be Connor McMichael coming back into the lineup. So we'll kind of see what happens there in terms of how much he can play. But I think Ovechkin being out is the thing that throws the biggest wrench into it. And if he's out and he misses games, do you just have someone take his spot? Do you move some of the lineups around to spread out some of your goal scoring and some of your quote-unquote better players to spread out some of the offensive opportunities that you might create? Or do you want to stick and not mess with what's been working? And like I said first, just kind of plug someone in, hoping that they can emulate Ovechkin in even the smallest of margins.
Yeah, you know, I'm fine if these guys lose the next three games and we're up against the Florida Panthers. Who does this team want to face?
No, they're very good. Didn't they just win like 13 straight or something?
Yeah.
Or 12 straight until they lost to the Lightning? Like, no.
So
I want the Coyotes. No, I want...
So you want the Rangers?
No, I didn't say I want the... I mean, I think you're... Like I said, it's whoever you go up against is not going to be easy. They're not the higher seed right now. We're the team. We're Columbus. We're Toronto. We're Carolina from years ago when we would face them in the first round, or the Islanders and be like, okay, all right, so we got, you know, a team that's not quite as good. That's the Caps right now. Toronto and us have switched places. Not the Islanders. You know, the Carolina and the Caps have switched places. New York and the Caps have switched places right now. This Capitals team, looking back, did not perform well enough to be a higher seed. We're the team, apparently according to Paul Bissonnette, that you want to see in the first round because they've shown that they have weak links. They don't have a starting goaltender right now that's consistent. They either have two or none, depending on the night. So I think if you're one of the top seeds, the Caps are the team you want to face because if you can get the goalie off his game, you know, are we looking at getting the brooms out? I don't know.
So let's look at these next three games here. We've got Islanders, and Rangers. Who are going to be your picks for those three games for goaltending? We still don't have a number one goaltender, like you said. Do you play Vitek for two? Do you play Sammy for two? Do you let one guy take all three? What do you think they do here at the end of this regular season? And will that be any clue of who is going to be the first guy in game one?
I mean, Vanacek's played, what, the last two, right? So I think Samsonov gets the first Islanders game, and then maybe it's a move. You know what? I think if Samsonov plays well against the Islanders, then Vanacek gets the game on the island, and Samsonov gets the Rangers. But I think they brought this up on Caps this morning as well. I think John Walton did that. LaViolette's been waiting this whole season for one of these guys to take the job and run with it, and neither one of them have done it. I think this offseason, their number one priority is looking for a goalie. And I don't necessarily think it's going to be in free agency. I mean, I think the best guy available is, and I feel like I keep looking this up and I can't find anything on him, but is Darcy Kuemper getting re-signed by Colorado? Isn't he having a ridiculous season right now? Am I missing something? Like, I could have sworn I just saw that he was having a really good season. Maybe they're waiting to see. Maybe they don't want to spend the money. I don't know. But I feel like I read he's having a really good year, and they're not, apparently. At least as far as I can tell. I haven't seen anything that they've signed him to a new deal. Maybe they have, and I just completely missed it. Which, let's be honest, certainly possible.
We're not an Avalanche podcast. It's okay to miss that.
Well, because that's like the only dude. Like, I'm looking at Cap Friendly right now, and I'm looking. There's, you can look at like the upcoming free agents, and now I can't remember where it is. But you can go and you can see kind of the upcoming free. He's the only one I'm really looking at. Like, Fleury's not coming here. There's too much history there, and I don't have a problem with that because fair to him. He's honest. He came out. He's like, no, there's too much history. I'm not interested in doing that. You know, I had a great time in Pittsburgh. I would think the same thing if, like, back in the day of Kolzig or Holpe, even, if he was a free agent, Pittsburgh called, and he was like, no, thank you. Like, I appreciate you offering, but that's too weird for me. Like, I get it. So I don't have a problem with that. But you're looking at the guys. Let's look at in terms of wins. It's Kuemper, Jack Campbell, Jake Ottinger, and Dallas in terms of wins this season. Then you have Fleury. I don't want the dude in Edmonton, Mikko Koskinen. I don't want him. Like, I don't really like any of these names. I'm going to go out and be like, they can go sign that guy. You know, they're going to have to pick. You got to Vanacek and Samsonov are both restricted free agents after the season. So you have to sign them to deals. Do you dangle one of them as a trade bait to go and trade for a goalie? You know, do you find a team that might be looking to move out a goalie who's in his mid to, you know, early to mid 30s that's playing well, maybe, you know, mid to early 30s? That's playing well, that can buy you some time before the next guy's ready, because it doesn't look like the Caps necessarily have the next guy in the organization right now. We just haven't seen it consistently enough. We don't have a young Braden Holtby that you're like, all right, I can see that there's something there. He just needs more experience. Like, these guys have gotten a full season, and they've shown pieces here and there, but not enough. So we feel like we talk about the goalies every week. That's going to be a big thing this offseason. Do you go out and do you try and sign someone like a Darcy Kuemper and throw a ton of money at him when you don't really necessarily have the cap space? Or do you go and trade for someone who already has a cap, but you know what you're getting in terms of salary structure so that you can continue to build in the offseason? Because this is a team that right now it doesn't look like they're going to go very far in the playoffs, just based on paper. With the Ovechkin injury, it could be even worse. And he's only got so much time left before he's going to hang up his skates. Hopefully it's a while. But can you run the risk of one of the greatest goal scorers in the history of this game having his last few years be with a goaltending duo that are so inconsistent? I don't think this team can afford to do that. If we're a young team, if we're a team fighting for the, you know, the eighth seed, on the outside looking in, you got guys in their early to mid-20s, I'm fine with trying to see what we got in Vanacek and Samsonov. But this is a team that needs to be winning now. It's not just that the Stanley Cup window is closing. Their career window is closing. At some point, these guys are going to retire. And are you going to give them a realistic, legitimate opportunity to win another cup? I don't know if I'm willing to do that by trading away like McMichael and a couple other people. You know, I'm not looking at getting rid of LaPierre necessarily, but there's other ways to get a goalie that doesn't involve you trading away your top talent. So, I wouldn't say I'm going to these playoffs being like, we got a real shot here, guys. Like, it's going to be tough, and it's going to come down to the goaltending duo. And now on top of that, it's do you have your number one goal scorer? Which means they now just have to spread the wealth. More people have to step up and produce where he normally would. Not one person. You need multiple people to step up. They don't have to produce to the same level that he would. You need to spread it out. We need a couple more goals here. We need a couple more goals from this person. A couple more assists from over here. You spread out the wealth because he can't do it right now. Or maybe he can. Maybe it was just a bruise and they wanted to hold him out because we're so close to the playoffs. And it's a precautionary thing. Let's hope that's the case, because if he's out, whew, it doesn't matter who we're playing. It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, when Nick Bastrom went down in 2018, we all thought it was going to be over then, but we did have some great talent coming up from the Hershey Bears, like Nathan Walker, Shane Gersick, a couple of those guys. What's the guy? Alex Chason. It was good to see them be able to play a little bit, but of course we would want a guy like Backstrom in there instead. But these guys at least stepped it up. I think we do have enough talent in the farm that if there was a player to go down again, we would be able to go to the farm and bring some talent in, and they could hold their own for a game or two. Now, if Ovi goes down, that's a whole different story. My hope is the next three games are Ovi-less, and they rest him up, and they don't aggravate any kind of injury. Only time will tell. We shall see. But there are enough leaders on this team as well to get us through these next three games. Goaltending, though, that is still a head-scratcher. I still don't know what they're going to do with these two guys.
I don't think they do.
These two guys are good. Neither of them are great. I think
To be great. You need to be good enough. They're just not good enough consistently.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Sammy. I like VTech. If it were me, I think I would have VTech playing against the Rangers for that last game. And then if we do face the Rangers, VTech would be my number one guy in game one. Time will tell. We shall see. It's really who's got the hot hand at the time. Remember in 2018, Braden Holtby was not the guy who started the Stanley Cup playoffs. That was Philip Grubauer. So it's good to have that tandem of a one and two guys that you can count on. But can we count on either of these guys? Through the 2 years that we have seen both of these guys be a part of this organization, I don't know if anybody really trusts either of these guys full on. So time will tell. We shall see. Let's get through these next three games. Let's get no injuries. Let's continue to stay healthy. And let's lose out so we don't have to face the Rangers. So, Coach Dan, anything else we should talk about in Caps world?
Let's see what else we have to talk about. I mean, they've been an interesting run these last three games. Went 1-0-2. Not ideal, but not the end of the world. They still have an opportunity to end up in third place. Just get a little bit of a higher seed. May not matter in the long run, because either way, they're going up against a good opponent. Last little bit of Caps news is Nick Backstrom is the Capitals nominee this year for the Bill Masterton Memorial Trophy. The Bill Masterton Memorial Trophy is awarded annually to the National Hockey League player who best exemplifies the qualities of perseverance, sportsmanship, and dedication to ice hockey. So, I think it's a good nominee, good opportunity for him.
From him coming back from his hip surgery and everything, I think that's he's a very good nominee for this team.
Yeah, he's arguably my favorite player, so I have no problem with him getting recognition, because he's not going to go out of his way to try and get it. So I like the way he plays. I like that he's not, super fancy. I like that he's just a really good player, just puts his head down and goes to work.
Nicky B, hopefully he can win this one. Congratulations to him, though, for being the Capitals nominee. So is that it for Caps World?
I think so.
All right, everybody, that's it for Caps World. Now let's go down on the farm. All right, everybody, here we go. We're going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and no South Carolina Stingrays because their season ended last week. But the Bears are staying busy. It's not just the Caps who are busy. Bears are staying busy, too. Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Well, Hershey clinched a playoff spot in the Calder Cup playoffs with their win over Lehigh Valley this past Friday. They did lose their final two games in the regular season to Lehigh Valley and Syracuse, so they finished their regular season in fifth place in the Atlantic with 78 points and a record of 34, 32, and 10. They'll begin their best of three first-round matchup against the Baby Pens on Friday in Wilkes-Barre before hosting Game 2 on Sunday, and then should Game 3 be necessary, that will be in Wilkes-Barre on Monday. In other Bears news, the team announced that they have signed three Caps prospects as tryouts in defenseman Drew Krebs and Benton Mass and goalie Garen Bjorklund.
There's the answer. He's our number one guy next year.
There you go, Mr. Bjorklund. That's what's going on down on the farm.
All right. Well, hey, go Bears. Congratulations. Calder Cup clinching.
Let's go.
Let's get it. Let's bring the Calder Cup back to Hershey Chocolate Town. That's what we got to do. All right. So that's it for what's going on down on the farm. Now let's go around the NHL. Everybody, here we go. We're going around the NHL. No beyond, because there's no news happening in the hockey world besides what's happening in the NHL. So, Coach Dan, catch us up. What is going on around the NHL?
Well, a little bit of somber news. As former Montreal Canadiens forward and hockey legend Guy Lafleur passed away last Friday at the age of 70. He was the first player in NHL history to score 50 goals in six consecutive seasons, as well as 50 goals and 100 points in six consecutive seasons, and he won five Stanley Cup titles. Florida's Ryan Lomberg was suspended for one game for instigating a fight during the final 5 minutes of a game in their loss to Tampa, and interim head coach and former Capital, Andrew Brunette, was fined $10,000 for that as well. Toronto had a couple of players fined in the same game, mind you, as Kyle Clifford got fined $2,500 and Wayne Simmonds was fined $2,250 as a result of instances in their game against Tampa. Clifford was for high-sticking Corey Perry, while Simmonds for charging Mikhail Sergachev. And finally, LA's Arthur Kaliev was fined just over $2,200 for cross-checking Anaheim's Josh Mahura. That's the news for the past week in the NHL and beyond, except for not. I just like yelling and beyond, let's be honest.
Yeah, I start calling you Buzz.
All right. His new movie looks like it's going to be fun.
I'm intrigued. I want to know what Tim Allen's going to do, though. You know he's got to have a cameo or something.
Oh, I hope that would be fun. That'd be good. I'm down for that.
I don't know what he's been up to since his show Last Man Standing wrapped up, so I don't know. I'd like to see. Well, hey, that's it for what's going on around the NHL. Coach Dan, is that the show?
That's it, buddy.
All right, well, let's wrap this up. If you would like to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking Caps hockey, Arsenal Football Club, Bills, the Commanders, and how they continue to have issues. Now the state of Virginia is coming after them.
So, what do they want?
Looking into the whole financial thing and how they cheated other teams and potentially players and such out of money. Because Dan Snyder's a bad human being. But that's finding me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. But hey, if you've enjoyed the show, go ahead and check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpods, where we post when new shows are coming out, as well as all sorts of other things related to the Washington Capitals, the Hershey Bears, South Carolina Stingrays, and other things related to the National Hockey League that Brandon finds funny. We'll put them on facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon, I was talking about the Bills momentarily and the Commanders and the embarrassment that is Dan Snyder. If someone happens to be a fan of a certain purple-clad team based out of Baltimore, is there a podcast they should listen to?
That's right. Actually, when I get off the microphone for this show, I will be recording a new episode of The Call, my Baltimore Ravens podcast with my buddy Josh, as we prepare for the NFL draft that is happening on Thursday. So if you're a fan of the Baltimore Ravens, make sure you like and subscribe us wherever you listen to our podcast, and you get to hear us for our draft week special. Now we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, rate us on Spotify, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok, Elon Musk Twitter. That's what you can talk about us even more freely now on Elon Musk's Twitter. That's what you can do. You can talk about us. Let everybody know I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So before we get out of here, and I tell you the games we should talk about, or we're going to talk about before the Stanley Cup playoffs next week, I do want to give a shout out if you are a year-round Christmas person like I am. There's a podcast out there called the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast. And this year, each month, they give a new movie out where you recast that movie and you give your opinions on who should be recast in that specific movie. So the show came out on April 25th, and yours truly was one of the listeners that got picked to give their recast of Home Alone. So if you enjoy me talking about hockey, but you also enjoy Christmas, go over to the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast, download that one, and you can hear me give my picks for the recasting of Home Alone. So check that out if you are ever so inclined. Now, let's talk about the games until we talk again. On Tuesday, April 26th, the Capitals are up against the Islanders in D.C. That game's at 7 o'clock, and you can watch it on NBC Sports Washington. And then on Thursday, April 28th, the Capitals travel up to New York up against the Islanders on Long Island. That game is at 7 o'clock, and you can watch that on NBC Sports Washington. And then the very next night, on Friday the 29th, the Capitals travel to MSG. That game is at 7 o'clock, and you can watch it on NBC Sports Washington. So, a lot of New York teams to end this season. Will we see them this time next week? We will see. We will find out. So that is it for the show this week. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.